You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. In the November 2016 election, voters opted out of Senate Bill 152. This is the law that hobbled local governments from providing broadband services. Garfield County opted out. So did Aspen, Basalt, Carbondale, and many other towns. Now that they've opted out, what are they doing to get broadband to their residents? To learn more, we turn to Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orme. He's our reporter based in Carbondale. Morning, Wyatt.
Good morning.
First, let's get the facts straight. What did opting out of Senate Bill 152 do? What change did the vote bring about?
So it's not really a change. It's just a potential for change. Opting out of SB 152 basically allows local governments to do things like lay their own fiber optic cable and also to bring broadband services to homes and businesses, which they hadn't been able to do before. Opting out of SB 152 doesn't make local governments do anything. It just allows them to make moves towards providing broadband if they want to.
So why is this important? Why would a town or county want to provide internet?
I think one of the main things is competition. Having good broadband enables towns to be, and there's a term for this, location neutral. And that just means that they're able to attract highly skilled, well-paid people, software developers, for example. So there's a real economic incentive for towns and counties to do this. And city-run broadband networks can provide fast, affordable service, which increases the competition so that private networks drop their prices and kind of up their game, so to speak. Broadband is also the way of the future. I mean, more and more education requires access to the internet. It's kind of beginning to be thought of as the critical infrastructure of our time in the same way electricity was, 100 years ago.
Do we know how good our broadband is now?
Most of Garfield County has access to what's considered kind of the minimum definition of broadband. But there's a new gold standard, and very little of Garfield County has access to that.
So when we do consider our local governments, who's gone the furthest in providing broadband since November's election?
I think it's safe to say that they're all in the beginning stages. I'd say of my coverage area, it seems as if Garfield County has gone the furthest. They just did a joint study with Mesa County, and the Garfield County commissioners are putting wireless equipment on existing radio towers in order to get internet to rural areas. Rural areas are the ones that are kind of most affected by poor broadband speeds, and so they're the ones that need it the most. And of course, we'll continue to watch and see how these initiatives develop.
Okay, thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orme, our reporter based in Carbondale, speaking about broadband service in the Roanoke Valley. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.